This is Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
Thank you for being here tonight. Could you introduce yourself?
Hi, Nadia. I'm Ernesto Neto Portillo, a longtime volunteer for KXCI. Also, I was a journalist with the Arizona Daily Star for nearly 20 years, half of my 40-year career in journalism. And presently, I am an aide to Ward 3 Councilmember Paul Durham.
What brought you to Tucson?
Como dicen, as they say, the stork. I was born here.
Could you tell me more about your story here in Tucson?
Well, I was born on the West Side. I was born to a Tucson-born mother, which is a very rare person. And my father, an immigrant from Mexico, who came in the mid-1950s. So I grew up in this world of loving Tucson and admiring and loving Mexico, because we traveled there a lot when I was young. And I still travel to Mexico as often as I can. Growing up in Tucson was just a joy for me and gave me a great perspective. When I left Tucson in the mid-80s, I went to Massachusetts, and later I went to San Diego as part of my journalism career. And I'd always looked to Tucson to compare my life here and my life in the different places that I lived. And it always came back that Tucson is a very special and unique place. It's not for everyone, thank goodness, but it is a unique place.
How do you describe your identity?
I describe it in one word, Chicano. Or in two words, soy Chicano, I am Chicano. I grew up thinking that I was a Mexican because my father was in Spanish language radio. And all we would listen to is música mexicana, well, most of the time. I didn't listen to rock and roll growing up. And one day, I was in the summer, I was in high school at Choya High, but I spent a summer studying in Torreón, Coahuila. And one day, I'm walking in the neighborhood, and this boy passes by, and he looks at me somewhat scornfully, and he called me a gringo. And at that moment, Nadia, I immediately identified as a Chicano, because in the United States, I was seen as a Mexican. In Mexico, I was seen as a gringo. And in that moment, I saw myself as a Chicano, a child of two cultures, of two histories, both rich, both with a lot of issues and problems, of course, but still two cultures and two ways of life that melded into one right here on La Frontera, because I consider Tucson part of La Frontera. That's a huge part of my identity.
How does your Chicano identity integrate itself into the Tucson community?
Our traditions, our food, of course, our music. For me, growing up, eating comida mexicana was an everyday thing. You look at Tucson, and for the past, you know, the number of years, the Mexican food has grown, has become elevated. And it's not just food, and it's just not just music, but it's a way of doing things. I say we're more family-oriented. We're more social. We love to enjoy others, people's companies, our festivities, our celebrations. Whether we go to Mass as Catholics or non-Catholics, that is also part of our identity, our faith. And it's, again, it's an appreciation for two cultures, two ways of life. I traveled a lot in Mexico, and I still look at that country as a big part as my mother country, just like this country.
Thank you, Neto, for being our special guest tonight.
Thank you, Nadia, for this opportunity. And thank you for what you're doing, bringing identities to the KXCI audience, because we are a very varied community. We go back 4,000 years here in Tucson. So people have occupied this valley, have commingled, and have shared the ways of life. And we will continue to do so. So gracias a ti, Nadia.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host and content creator, Dr. Nadia Alvarez Mejia. Production and editing by Gwendolyn Hernandez, DJ Nenny G. If you would like to be featured in this show, please write us at TucsonID@gmail.com. Until next time, follow us on social media using the handle TucsonID.